Past Futures podcast produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
Hello, this is Sam. Today we're exploring the fascinating history of St. Catherine's School in Ventnor, one of the Isle of Wight's most unique educational institutions. For more than a century, the site has been a place of care, learning and opportunity, evolving from a Victorian health retreat into one of the country's leading specialist residential schools. The story begins in 1915, during the First World War, when the beautiful hillside site on Grove Road overlooking Ventnor Bay became home to St. Catherine's Open Air School and Children's Home. It was established by the Society of St. Margaret, an Anglican community of nursing sisters who devoted their lives to caring for children. But why Ventnor? During the late Victorian and Edwardian periods, the town had earned an international reputation as a health resort. Its unique microclimate, created by the shelter of St. Boniface Down, made it one of the sunniest and warmest places in Britain. Doctors believed the clean sea air and mild winters could help children suffering from tuberculosis, asthma, and other respiratory illnesses. The original school was built to make the most of these conditions. Classrooms had large windows that remained open throughout the year, allowing children to study in fresh air, while many lessons even took place outdoors. The philosophy of the time was that sunshine, exercise, and good nutrition were as important as medicine. The first headmaster was Harold H. Bolton, who worked alongside the Sisters of St. Margaret to develop both the educational and pastoral life of the school. Under his leadership, pupils followed a broad curriculum while also receiving medical care, something that was highly unusual at the time. Over the following decades, St. Catherine's expanded into a self-contained community. At its peak, around 160 children lived on the site. There were dormitories, classrooms, workshops, and a dining hall, a chapel, playing fields, and beautifully maintained gardens. Many pupils stayed for months or even years while receiving treatment and education. Life at the school followed a strict routine. Days began with prayers in the chapel before lessons, outdoor activities, and rest periods. The children enjoyed gardening, music, drama, and sports, while nurses and teachers worked closely together to support their health and the striking Victorian buildings. For many youngsters who arrived frightened and unwell, St. Catherine's became a second home. The striking Victorian buildings remained one of the school's defining features, set across the steep hillside above Ventnor. The campus offers spectacular views across the English Channel. Some of the original buildings from the early 20th century are still in use today, carefully adopted to meet modern educational needs. As medical science advanced after the Second World War, illnesses such as tuberculosis became easier to treat through antibiotics and vaccinations. The demand for open-air schools steadily declined, and by the 1960s, the role of St. Catherine's was changing. The Sisters of St. Margaret eventually left during the late 1970s, bringing to an end more than 60 years of dedicated service on the site. A new chapter in 1983, when St. Catherine's was re-established as specialist residential school for children and young people with speech, language, and communication needs. Rather than focusing on physical health, the school now specialised in helping pupils overcome communication barriers, build confidence, and prepare for independent adult life. Today, the school is run by St. Catherine's School Trust, a charitable organisation employing teachers, speech and language therapists, occupational therapists, care staff and psychologists. Around 70 people attend, allowing highly personalised support. Modern classrooms sit alongside therapy suites, sensory rooms, vocational learning areas and residential accommodation. The school has also embraced technology using specialised communication devices, digital learning tools and tailored therapy programmes that would have been unimaginable when the school first opened more than a century ago. Although St. Catherine's has not produced household name celebrities, it has welcomed notable visitors over the years, including former successful and independent lives, thanks to the support they received in Ventnor. Today, St. Catherine's remains one of the Isle of Wight's most remarkable schools. Its history reflects changing ideas about healthcare, education and inclusion, while its spectacular setting above Ventnor Bay continues to provide an inspiring place to learn. More than 110 years after the first children arrived seeking fresh air and hope, the school's mission remains the same, helping every young person reach their full potential.